This is KVNF's regional newscast for Friday, March 26th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Delta County moved to the green level on the state's COVID dial this week. Among other changes, that means restaurants no longer have capacity requirements. Yesterday, KVNF News mistakenly reported that restaurants would still face 50% limits. Gunnison, Ouray, and Hinsdale County are also now level green. Montrose, Mesa, and San Miguel County are still level blue. Cedar Edge Town Trustees have approved a marijuana shop application timeline, April 2nd. Applications for retail pot shops open. The application period will be open through April 30th. As the Delta County Independent reports, the board will hold a special meeting on May 6th to determine the top two applicants for recreational and medical marijuana. Those top four will proceed with the rest of the licensing process, including a state application hearing with the Town Planning and Zoning Commission June 1st. Town trustees acting as local licensing authority will pick winning applicants in June. Governor Jared Polis ordered flags to be lowered to half staff on all public buildings this Saturday in honor of Nucla and Naderita Fire Protection District Chief Chester Riley. Riley was one of the first responders to arrive on scene of a motor vehicle crash last weekend. While securing the scene, he suffered a fatal heart attack, which was ruled a line-of-duty death. Fire and public safety agencies are traveling in procession today, departing the Montrose County Sheriff's Office at 12:30 p.m. down Townsend before heading to the West End. The Friends of the Crawford Library are extending their annual Cabin Fever book sale through April. The library is open Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon and from 2 to 6. More info at 399-7783. A new study shows that listening to nature could have significant health benefits. Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Academics teamed up with the National Park Service to aggregate a bunch of research about the link between nature sounds and health. They found benefits ranging from those sounds alleviating stress to improving cognitive functioning to reducing surgery patients' pain. Rachel Buxton with Carleton University in Ottawa led that research. She says certain sounds even connect to certain benefits, like water sounds improving positive feelings.
Whereas studies that use bird song found a stronger effect on alleviating stress and annoyance.
And Buxton says the benefits are still there, even if you hear noises like traffic alongside them.
I always just really encourage people to, you know, close your eyes, take in the sounds.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
You can tell by the 10-hour debates and lobbyist-filled hallways that things are returning to normal at the state capitol, and that has some lawmakers reviving bills they shelved because of the pandemic. That includes a healthcare plan that aims to lower costs for those who buy insurance on the individual market because they cannot get it through an employer. But as KVNF's Scott Franz reports for Capitol coverage, the idea is once again very controversial.
Among his colleagues, Dylan Roberts continues to shoulder an unflattering statistic at the state capitol.
The two counties that I represent, Eagle and Rout, there is only one option on the health insurance market for those who buy on the individual market. And those premiums are some of the highest, not only in our state, but in our country.
And for the third time in 3 years, he's launching a bill he says has the best chance of fixing it. It's called the public health insurance option. We could spend hours discussing the nuances, so I'll let him explain the basics.
This plan puts some limits on how much hospitals can charge under the plan. It raises the amount of money per dollar that insurance companies have to spend on your actual care.
And he says adding a government-controlled plan could lower premiums by as much as 18%. There was momentum to pass it last year, but hospitals and insurance companies blasted it, saying it would destabilize the market. Then the pandemic hit.
So we went back to the drawing board and made some significant changes that actually make me feel more confident and excited about what's coming forward.
The latest version boils down to an ultimatum to the healthcare industry. Bring insurance prices down by 20% over the next 2.5 years, or the government will step in with its own plan to compete.
So that will drive everybody in the healthcare industry, I believe, to the table.
But even Roberts acknowledges that 2.5 years is a long time, and his constituents really can't afford to wait. like freelance writer Dave Williams.
Year after year, we keep paying $20,000 a year for health insurance for a young, you know, relatively healthy family.
Williams lives in Eagle County, which only has one insurance option on the individual market.
And the deductibles on these plans are terrible. We don't start getting the benefit until we pay $6,500. So hopefully the insurance industry understands the situation and really works hard with the providers to get the cost down.
It's time to tell politicians we cannot afford the state government option.
But the healthcare industry is already blasting the new bill. They recently spent about $1 million running ads like this, attacking it.
It gives politicians greater control over your healthcare, threatening the coverage you already have and increasing costs.
For Williams and others who are paying out tens of thousands of dollars each year on health insurance, the ads are hard to watch.
These oversimplified ads don't help. They do not help the situation, because what needs to really happen is lawmakers, the health insurance providers, and the health care providers all need to get on the same page here and really start resolving this issue.
Advocates of a public option say the COVID-19 pandemic has made the issue more critical.
Thousands of Coloradans have lost their jobs. And along with the job loss, they've lost their employer-provided health insurance.
Kristen Nordenholz is an emergency medicine physician in Denver.
Nobody should have to choose between seeing a doctor, putting food on the table, or getting their medications.
But the bill is getting a chilly reception from Front Range business groups. The Denver Metro Chamber says it could shift the cost from the individual market to the majority of Coloradans who get it from their employers. The chamber declined an interview request for this story, and Roberts says he's not buying their concerns.
I've heard and read from some people who say that now is not the time for bold, necessary reforms like this bill. And all I'll say is that those individuals have not spent enough time with the constituents that we represent, who are paying some of the highest premiums in the state, and making decisions right now as to whether they should go another year without security of health insurance or not.
I hope this works. It needs to work.
Until it does, Dave Williams says Eagle County residents continue to face elevated premiums or risk going bankrupt if they go without insurance and get sick or injured.
It's really stifling people who are self-employed, which is a lot of us up here. It's stifling small business. It's really having a very dire economic impact.
Previous versions of the public option bill had Republican co-sponsors, but only Democrats are leading the effort on the latest version. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Don't miss Alternative Radio's David Barsamian in conversation with Noam Chomsky about his book, The Consequences of Capitalism, tonight at 6 on KVNF. At age 92, Chomsky is still active, writing and giving interviews to media from all over the world, including Colorado's own David Barsamian, who has published over 250 Chomsky programs across 4 decades. That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.